Living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, 皆さん、マンガステイポッドキャストへようこそ。Hey, everybody, welcome to the マンガステイ podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less so that you can improve your Japanese. And today, we're starting from ground zero. Actually, we're starting from, I think, something along day 15 of the 30-day Japanese challenge. If you're not familiar with this challenge, what we do every single year is we start from nothing. Start from very, very nothing, and then we start building up one grammar point at a time to speak Japanese. If you'd like to learn more about this, check out our website at manga-sensei.com for that info. Today we're going over another particle, as we did yesterday, the particle ni. Now, ni has a lot of different meanings, and because it has so many different meanings, we're actually going to break it up into two different podcasts. We're going to talk about ni today, and then we're going to take a little bit of break from ni, go over some other particles, and then we're going to talk about it in about 4 more days. So we're going to talk about the two different meanings of ni. However, the first meaning that ni gives is as a directional particle. Japanese, as organized by particles, doesn't necessarily work like we think of our English articles. That means if, then, but, when, and by. Directional particle would simply mean I could use it for where I'm going, where something's at, or the location of something, but not the location of action. Let me explain this to you by showing you some different example sentences with this ni, and then I'll break it down for you in a little bit easier way to understand. So if I, for example, said,
私は学校にいます。
私は, that's of course, I,
学校に, 学校 would be school,
and いる would be to exist. You can also use this for 行きます, 行きます to go, or 行く to go. So the fun part about using this ni particle is that it shows me direction so I can go somewhere or I can come back from somewhere. So we can use this for coming and going. We can use it for where something is at. For example, if I said,
私は図書館に行きます.
I go to the library. Or I could use it the same way as,
妹は図書館に行きませんでした.
My little sister,
妹は,
that's my topic,
図書館.
図書館 is, of course, the library. And then 行く would be the directional verb of to go, put with plus mas for polite form. Again, if you're not familiar with any of these, we have everything up on our website. Now, when using ni, there are two things to be careful of. So, if I wanted to put the location of something like a city, for example, or like some things, there's a shrine in Takayama, like my favorite city in Japan, I would use the possessive marker no, which we'll talk about a different day. So understand that's slightly different. Also, the verbs iru and aru that we learned yesterday have a special relationship with the particle ni. When you say something exists with iru or aru, you use ni to identify with iru, but you do not use it with aru, okay? So when you use aru, you're going to use a different particle, de. But when you want to use iru for a object that is living, like a person, a dog, or something along those lines, you would use ni imasu. Ni imasu. But you would not use ni aru. That sounds funny. Okashi desu. Sore de ja, minasan. With that, I will have to sign off. I will catch you tomorrow. And remember, through 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, let's make some mistakes. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Gotta punch in, get to work, sumimasen. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontou ni, I stay facts.